Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today is not our normal day for our normal show. Normally, we're talking about financial principles, we're sharing knowledge and trying to, just have conversations about finance and business. But unfortunately, in our country, there was some civil unrest, people, basically some treason to me. Like the Capitol was bum-rushed by some angry folks who feel like the election was something they didn't like. So we're here to discuss what's going on in the United States today. And to do this, we of course have Sean Linda in the house. And we also brought back Mr. OG, A-Love, Arlington Forbes to help us have this conversation about what is going on in our country. Fellas?
Well, I'll say this, to me, this started from the election of a black president. You know, those can challenge me on this argument, those may not, but this is all continue to boil that, a black man was elected president and then it brought on the likes of a Donald Trump. And now what happened in Georgia, where we've had now, black rising and voting, which now shows that how black votes can actually change things. And I don't think some people don't really like what's happening, the changes that's happening. And then we have a president that is encouraging things based on a lot of falsehoods that's led to a place that I would never, I was here for 9/11 and that was tragic. That had me sitting in my chair crying for literally 12 hours because I was actually in the building when it happened. But this was a numb feeling and it was a sad feeling because as much as we joke around and I'm Canadian, American, I love this country and I love what it stands for and I love the democracy of this country. I love that people like myself can come here and achieve success. And to see democracy being challenged and to see people being uprising and invading the White House when, the most powerful politicians are there to certify a new elected president was really a sad moment for me that I was numb, I was paralyzed.
Arlington, what were your initial thoughts of all this?
I was like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening. There was this expectation after the election that there were, the possibility of riots. And when that didn't happen, I was like, they were all talk. They weren't going to do nothing. And then to see, the election has passed. The challenge to the election has passed. Their Senate seats are all in. And now there's a riot? And it's being induced by the guy who lost. I was just like, this is craziness.
Well, the last thing you just said there, being induced or being encouraged by the president is really a trouble. That's just something that just bothers, I'm sure, a lot of us. It's just ridiculous. Like this office, it is supposed to be way more dignified than that. But
stop what you just said for a moment. Like there was chaos in this country. And the people that were trying to resolve and get better excluded the president, because he's the culprit. That's how insane today was. Like, They did not go to the president for advice. They're, right now we're seeing what's going on in Congress, and they're not. He's not part of this. He's excluded because he's one that made this happen. That is insane.
All right, so we're looking at this through a few different lenses. So Arlington, Sean, let me know your thoughts on the political ramifications of what's going on in our politics, what's going on in our nation. How is this? What's the impact of this?
Well, I think there's two folds to this, right? And a lot of it depends on how the government's going to react to something like this. I think, okay, fold number one, what I always feared is that there would be, Donald Trump would encourage a Donald Trump 4.0 down the road, meaning somebody that's maybe brighter, smart, a little more savvy, but has the same principles.
Or even himself coming back in 2024. Or even himself.
Yeah, but it would be a revised and better version because they know how to navigate, they know what works, what doesn't work, and we'd be in a really tough position down the road. But I think after today, I think it was an awakening call for like how this kind of politics doesn't play into society and what it can lead to. So I think there may be a glimmer of light by what happened today that people know, politicians know that you don't want to go down this road again. And I don't think people will encourage this type of political activism to continue and down the road.
Sean's seeing a glimmer of light. Arlington, what is your takeaway politically from this today?
I actually think I agree with Sean in the sense that I think this action showed what happens when things go too far. I think the main thing that happened is that the Republican Party was like, okay, we were behind this guy, but today his actions putting our lives at risk, because they were on the Senate floor when he induced these people to come through the doors to state their position and to show their anger. And I think his party today said, enough, we need to distance ourselves from this guy. So I think politically, Donald Trump's just dead in the water.
Well,
his fans will support him, but I think, you know.
Well, you just took it where I want to take it, because I think, to your point, maybe the elected officials who were maybe laid down on the floor feeling like the effects of this might have been scared straight, or at least realized that, okay, this is too far. But I'm wondering about just the Republican Party or the far right, or just the divisiveness of our politics in terms of the voting people.
Well, at least 5 to 7 Republican senators that were going to vote against a certification voted for certifying President Biden because of today's actions.
Well, right. That's why I'm saying I agree with you guys in terms of the elected officials. I could see them. Maybe there could be a glimmer of this could scare them straight. But it just feels like the populace is so divided. But so when I look at this and I just listen and you see like footage online or on YouTube, or like I know the Daily Show does a good job of sending out reporters to talk to, right, deep embedded into like Trump land and talk to their, like when you hear people talk that are hardcore Trump fans and Trump followers,
right,
what they're saying and how they seem to feel like this is all right, I don't think that's going to change. And there's a lot of young people that are a part of this movement. So I just wonder, like, where are we going collectively with the American political, like people are not coming together the way that I would have hoped we are.
Without a doubt.
I will say this, like, in business, you know, we can talk a little bit about business. To really make change, you have to really go after it. And I think they have to use today to show that this action is not right.
They mean and who?
Local politicians and the people that are running, the senators, the governors. And they have to really take a stand and make the president accountable for these things. They have to show him by example, show the public. Like, not all are going to like what happens to him, but it's time to take action. It's time to show, like, because I think we all know, we know, let's take the elephant out of the room. He has some serious entitlement. And like, what else has to be done to show that this entitlement needs to end? To show the American public.
Wait, entitlement of the president of the United States?
Of what he can get away with and continue to do. He said it years ago that he can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and probably not go to jail.
Well,
somebody got killed. They said there was blood in Capitol Hill today. Somebody died. People,
I think also politically,
when
though,
are they going to hold him accountable? He should not be president. I always said, and I said it to you, Matt. I said it to Arlington. I said, if he loses the election, you need to get rid of him right away, not wait 3 months, because we don't know what he's capable of doing, and we still got 2 weeks left.
Well, the process is what the process is, but right. For me, when I think
of laws,
yeah, but politically, I think that the true issue is he's really never been a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's just a Trumpocrat. He's just Trump. So it's like, okay. Oh. It's like, oh, they'll if this is the team that's going to get my pathway to the presidency, cool. And then the moment things, like, he'll throw people under the bus, he's just so self-serving. And now the Republican Party is left with the fact that you did a deal with the devil because you knew he was popular and the people would vote for him. So now it's like they're trying to be, oh, this is too far. They're going to try to correct the party. But he's still, like, leading the masses, like, yeah, everybody, this is,
you know. Now from a leverage perspective, they realize they don't need him because they lost in Georgia.
And they don't need him, but they don't
now
have
they're gonna
yeah, but I don't know
sign.
If that's – I don't know. I kind of agree with both of you to an extent. Sean's bending the law to get what he wants.
No.
Well, you can't just remove a man. He's got to break a law.
No, they can't.
The
25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment.
Yeah, but you have to prove – you have to do something crazy.
Okay, is that done today? Can they
to
move
today?
Okay.
Today,
but you couldn't have done that right after the vote.
Okay, rightfully so.
But
I retract what
Matt.
I said.
Yes, let's retract that. But what Matt is saying, I find interesting – Well, both of you, because at the end of the day, I think what American politics isn't about governance. It's about it's a power grab. So today, those guys will get their shakeup. But if you are a senator from a state that's, like Matt said, it's far right, you're going to go back and still give your far right speech because you're not trying to give up your cushy Senate seat.
But what I think,
and this is
realize,
what keeps happening in America, like people get in power and they're so interested in holding that power more than they are helping the populace. If they were interested in helping the populace, then they would say, listen, this isn't right. Like, this isn't a fact. This is bullshit. And we need to get.
Before you go, Sean,
because I don't really have a long point, but like to accentuate Arlington's point, you could look at video footage of like Ted Cruz, of Mitch McConnell, all these people, and what they were saying about Trump before he got, like, they were talking hardcore greasy about him, but now all of a sudden, yep. Then they turn up.
Well, I'm happy you said that because that's my point. Like, this is business 101. This is strategy. They realize, okay, Donald Trump initially to them was a path to victory because they felt there was a large population of Republicans, which has been showed, and they kept throwing out numbers. 71 people voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has this huge following.
70 million.
It's Republic. It's a party of Donald Trump. Blah blah blah. And they're all brainwashed to believe that the only path to victory is to side with this man. They may not even agree with him. But I think Georgia has showed that's no longer a path to victory. And I think now there's going to be.
Now I think a state election and a federal. Those 70 million that voted for Trump voted for Trump.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, I understand, I'm not mixing it. But what I'm saying to you, in theory, is that they're realizing from today and from what happened in Georgia, what happened in the overall election, is that the victory is not guaranteed by siding with Donald Trump. And I think the momentum is going to be like, especially what after today, because you don't want to be associated with what happened today in any way. And you don't want to gamble on what America is really thinking right now. I'm sure there's people that, yes, we're all pro-Trump, and maybe not a lot of them, but there's some saying right now that, no, I can't roll with this guy anymore. And I think as a politician, it's all strategy and tactic. I don't think you're going to need – Donald Trump is not as – his leverage within the Republican Party has declined after today.
Okay, I don't know about this in a week from now.
Yeah, in a week from now. Like, what do they say? Everything commands the news for 24 hours. A week from now, he gets out, you know, it could be a different song. And that's the thing about politicians right now. And they have no backbone. They'll say whatever is necessary, like Matt was outlining, in order to get elected, in order to keep their job. They don't care.
And we live in a reality show, very kind of low IQ, I think, era in the world. And so Trump, after he gets out of office, if he starts his own network where he throws his propaganda out there and rabble rouses and get people.
Becomes like Rush Limbaugh.
Right. So anywhere. Then he can get, like, if he has 70 million people that voted for him and Biden had 75 million people, that's still a lot of people that voted for him. So then if you keep getting those people ginned up, then the Republican politicians are trying to walk this line of like, okay, I want to distance, like, well, I don't want to distance too far because I want his voters to, I want them to like me. So it's, I don't know how, I don't know where we go from here. On
I think today was a pivotal day. I had that same argument with you last week and be like, I understand where you come, but today was a pivotal day.
All right, we'll see. I honestly
think it was a pivotal day.
Time will tell. What's next, Matt?
Well, how do we think this impacts our social world? Like, in terms of just...
I ain't moving to the South, bro. I'm scared to go to Georgia. I don't want to see any part of Georgia right now. I think there'll be some snipers out there looking for black people. I think, like, Stacey Abrams, she has to be... Hopefully, people around are listening to this show. Please protect that woman. Please make sure that you have security around her. And that she's well protected because people are going to look at her as the one that made this excellent change happen. I think now I hope that this doesn't create division, but I'm worried that there's that possibility.
You know, I'm worried. Division. Wait, amongst, create division amongst. In Georgia? Georgia's divided.
Well, increase division.
51-49.
Yeah, Georgia's always been divided.
I'm nervous, man.
Holding down the urban areas. And white people holding down the peripheral areas. Been like that for a long time. But the thing I want to say is if white people really want to start shooting, they need to start shooting suburban whites. Because it's suburban whites that made this change happen. The black people were all, majority of them were always
going back to Obama. You go back to Obama, bring it back to Obama. It was suburbans, whites that voted for Obama. If you go back to that, it was... Obama won, you know,
it was a coalition, it's a mixture.
It was a mix. He brought out the youth. That was a big part of him. He brought out the youth who hadn't voted. But like in this case, and specifically, Stacey Abrams did a great job bringing out black votes because sometimes black voters become apathetic. Like, my vote isn't going to change anything
like,
anyway.
Especially in the midterms, like it's like the presidential election's one thing and then there's a fall off. But one thing,
all the small votes.
One thing that socially that bothers me is I feel like, and I see this on social media a lot, there's a lot of false equivalency that goes on. Like some of the far right will talk about
false equivalency. All right.
Scrabble.
Oh, CNN.
Scrabble, right.
They'll talk about the protests that happened today and they'll be like, well, you guys weren't saying this when Black Lives Matter were protesting and like they were rioting. They'll try to make it seem like that is the same thing happened. Where first off, the protests over the summer were a reaction to unarmed black people being murdered in the streets. So people died from our officials there to protect and serve us. So to me, a protest because of that, it's like, okay, in America, we're allowed to protest. Fine, I get it. Like, I agree with it. But to then say that when the far right's upset that, oh, we lost the election, we're going to bum rush the Capitol, break in with guns. That's so childish and like people lose elections.
Arlington, read them the line today.
I know. I got to tell it, Matt. You're setting me up. My line. What
Arlington's new T-shirt selling at Canvas for $19.99. Here it goes, Arlington. Let the world know.
We don't sell anything at Canvas for $19.99.
Sorry, $99.99.
$19,000.
But what you're talking about, Matt, which I think is really a key social component here, even in protest, there's racism. People were going
crazy. Say it again for the people
in
the
chat.
Even in protest in America, today highlighted the racial inequalities. If 500 black, okay, let me take it this point.
If the three of us had attempted
to bum rush the White House, there would have been way more than one dead body. That's number one. Number two, when young kids were looting sneaker stores, white people were up in arms. White people looted the White House today.
Or the Capitol.
The Capitol building. They looted the Capitol. They put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. They sat in the Speaker of the House's chair. They broke windows and ran in like looters.
And the hypocrisy is they called Colin Kaepernick Trump called him a son of a bitch, wanted him fired for a silent... peaceful protest taking a knee.
For a knee.
They acted as if that was treasonous. But this is cool.
Today, I love you all. At the end of the protest, the Capitol building had been taken over. Cops chased down. He said, I love you all.
Sean, on the social side of this, what's your take?
I mean, we were talking earlier, Matt, where you were just, you know, we talked about it, you know, if we get pulled over a cop, how would you react? And we were like, Arlington was defiant to say, I'm just going to do my thing. I don't care. Matt and I were like, we're going to have our hands up. We're going to make sure that they know we're aware because, you know, and to this point, I think it's one of those things we have to, and I'll go back to one of Arlington's favorite. The reality is there's a clear division in how things yeah. are handled between black and white. And don't Clearly. Take the elephant out the room. Because yeah, well, if there was that three of us,
does that become your new phrase? Take the elephant out of the room. There's no elephant in this room. We're all clear what we're talking about.
So there's a clear division, and you know, how do we fix this division? How do we get better with it? I don't know. I'm not sitting here with all the answers.
But especially when there's 70 million to voting for Trump, 75 million voting for Biden. That's a hardcore split.
Because even yes. that they can allow this, you know, get like, what do I tell my? I walked in this house and I asked my kids, did you guys see what happened today? Do you know what happened? And they were like, yeah, we heard the White House got attacked. And I'm like, how does that happen, Dad? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how they got in, with how they were able to get in, get through like our smashed windows. And we know that if I walk out my door right now and smash a car window, I'll be laid flat on the ground, head to the ground, looking at 5 to 10 from, you know, so I'm not understanding how they got through the, and at the end, when there was curfew being broken, when the same people, I saw one of the looters or a terrorist, I'm going to call him a terrorist, do a selfie with one of the officers in the White House.
Well, that's right? What I was about to say. When you said you don't like not really answering your kids. I don't know how this happened. I think part of this, and I don't know this. This is 100% conjecture, but I'm thinking about a lot of these far right militia style dudes that come with their guns, and then the officers, law enforcement. I think there's a lot of kind of seeing yourself. Was when we walk on the scene, if there's a black protest, we're seen as a threat or as someone to arrest. Whereas looking at these militia,
they're
confused. I think, you know, I don't know.
No, I think you're 100% right, man. I saw this guy going through one of the windows. This guy looked like he was a military dude. He was in camouflage. He had like this backpack gear on. I was like, yo, who is this dude? And
how do you have time to put your foot on Nancy Pelosi's desk and write a note and nobody attacks you?
The bottom line here is, socially, for this social discussion, if you don't think there's two Americas, look at what happened today in the White House.
Yeah,
you're saying it again, end it with your line.
There's no way that if that was a throng of black people, there would have only been one person down. No way.
Well, what's
but the last thing I want to say too about this, black people woke up this morning disgruntled about Jacob Blake having no justice in his shooting.
Right.
And then we watch a 500 white people storm the Capitol and all walk out alive and post up across the street talking about we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, Arlington, that's definitely ridiculous. And it's another example of how there's two different Americas. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with a little more Two Black Guys with Good Credit and our roundtable discussing this tragedy in the Capitol.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are talking about all of the mess that's going on in our nation's capital. And my question is, what's the financial impact of all this?
Well, I'm going to read something to you. That,
okay, you go ahead.
I want to read something before that was sent to me today that I thought to be very funny. And like, I think a lot of it is based on perception, what they're going to think of us. And I thought this was funny. It was sent to me. And it came from a Twitter account named Mohammed Safa. He said, if the United States saw what the United States is doing in the United States, the United States would invade the United States to liberate the United States from the tyranny of the United States. I thought that was so interesting, end quote, that the world is looking at us like as hypocrites, as like unstable like anywhere else, like any other banana republic that they keep saying. And from an investor perspective, an economics perspective, people like investing in stability. And if the U.S. continues to show unrest, instability, then it'll be a place that's not real. People are really not going to want to do business. So we got to get better. Go ahead, Arlington.
I agree with Sean to a point, but I think one of the most interesting things about today is after all this huff and puff and blow the house down, nothing changed. Biden's going to get confirmed. Trump may be out sooner than expected. And the financial markets, they don't play the day-to-day, moment-by-moment like we always think. They're down the road. They're dealing with the vaccine recovering, the vaccine being, you know, prolific throughout the U.S. in April, May, June, and they're working on those far timelines. So we think this would be a tragedy, but the stock market stayed relatively the same today. Other than Twitter.
Facts. Twitter
stock fell, but this goes back.
Because it closed somebody's account.
Yeah, they closed Trump and all his supporters were like, screw you, we're out of Twitter, right? They may have dumped their stock, but generally the stock market changed the same. And this is why I think this conversation is interesting, guys, because this all connects. When we talk about the division, rich people are like, yeah, let those yahoos go through the window. I'll take another 1,000 shares of Microsoft.
Or a window manufacturing company. If they're you breaking know what
I
mean? The windows.
I get the contract for that repair.
This does not impact them. This will impact those people more than it will impact the general economy of the United States is going to be relatively the same.
You know what's funny about that point, Arlington, is, and I think a lot of us have seen the point I'm going to make, but it's like how the discourse and the partisan, the hardcore fights between the right and the left or the extreme right and the extreme left and just back and forth, the arguing and but a lot of times the people that are doing all this fighting, the lower level people, not the 1%, but the rest of us, mm-hmm. like fighting so hard for Trump, but these policies, like you're not really even benefit. It's like we're fighting for stuff and we're all in the toilet fighting. And it's like, wait a minute. What's going on? Like, it should be some of these policies should just be across the board, like healthcare or making sure people have a livable wage. Like, those should just be universal. Why would I want someone to not have healthcare or not have a livable wage? Like, why aren't there just universal truths that, yeah, we all agree with those things and then we're going to disagree on stuff? But it's like they got us just fighting over everything, tooth and nail. Meanwhile,
because
like
that's
you
what
said,
they do. That's
the
what
money.
Our
just keeps going.
That's what we see in politics. We see the fights. We see the disagreements. We see the remarks. And we see all that. We take it in. And then we think we can bring it to our everyday lives. And I think, you know, somebody made a point. Okay, I got it. They said, like, you know, with now the Democrats controlling the both the Senate and the House, it sometimes doesn't make for good politics because you also need – you know, you need a negative and a positive kind of thing, not using those terms, but just to balance each other out, to challenge each other's laws and so forth and opinions. So sometimes it's not good to have one party in power. I get it. But if the conversation is not civil, you know, if the, like when we have our conversations, if we're just always barking and yelling at each other, what are we going to get done? You know, there has to be ground rules to democracy and how things are run and how governments operate and act that, like, if you break it, you're out. There's not a lot of, like, there's too many. I always say, you put too many lawyers in a room, you're going to accomplish nothing. I'm sorry. And a lot of these politicians are derivatives of lawyers and judges, and they're just there to show who's the smartest in the room and to fight on another side when they know they shouldn't be. Like, Mitch McConnell now is coming back to some kind of sanity. Why? Maybe because he doesn't need him anymore.
Again, that's not, to me, that's what it looks like. But to me, the real truth is,
you're
the
right.
Wind, the wind is blowing that way. Oh, yeah, this is too far. Like, oh, yeah, like, that's not.
Yeah, you're right. Good. You're absolutely right. I retract. That's civil. That you made a point. Matt agrees. I agree with Matt saying, I retract. See, that's how things should be.
Well, unfortunately, we're not. But this is not the way it works, it seems, in Washington. But.
We're just a simple podcast. We're just, today, three black guys with good credit just having an opinion.
Yeah. Well, I hope that Biden and this new administration, hopefully, there's maybe, I feel pessimistic, but, and normally I'm an optimistic person.
This is true. You're always optimistic. Wait, what are you pessimistic about?
About our discourse, about, like, to me, like, the right and left. Like, to me, when you see a group of people storming the Capitol, like, what is going on in our collective American, our psychology? Like, to me, I just don't, it doesn't bode well for our right now. Now, long term, I think, you know, there's ebbs and flows. But it just, to me, I'm not optimistic that we're going to all of a sudden kumbaya and everybody's unified.
No, I don't think so. We're broken in a lot of ways. I agree with you. We're broken.
You know what? Did you guys ever think about this? Because it just came to my mind. Like, you know how they say the power of the presidency? Like, today kind of showed, like, yo, a president could really push people to do some crazy shit. Like, people get so behind their president and their belief in him and whatever he's telling them.
Cult of
personality. That he's like, everybody go that way. And a significant percentage of the population,
70 million,
will go that way. Like, I've never witnessed that in my life. You know what I mean?
Seen coups, he can spit out stuff
like that, but
unfactual.
Like,
I can see if even he had what he said, he had facts, and we're just arguing, like, you know, these are the facts, those are the facts, and we're forming an opinion based on the facts. I can see what people can be divided by that. But everybody has made it clear. There has not been, the Supreme Court has said it, the state courts have said it. Politicians, there's not been any facts to prove anything he says. And he's proved that if you just keep saying it, people are going to believe it. Yeah. I remember hearing that as a child. If you keep saying it, people will eventually believe it.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And
I just have one question. Go ahead, Sean. Sorry to cut
you. No, I was saying it. People believing it. And, you know, I was going to say this before we exit out. You know, we did a show called, Is America Still Great? And, you know, we were deciding whether we were going to air it today. And we just felt that we should have do a prelude to the show before we air it. And it really embodies a lot of the things that we're talking about today and maybe a more type of two black guys with good credit discussion. But I just feel it was so important to voice our opinion and our concern about what's happening. And if not, it was just therapeutic for me.
Hey, Love, you have any final thoughts on today's little round table conversation?
My final thought is, if you believe you have seen the last of Donald Trump, you have seen the last of his influence on the Republican Party, the last of his influence on the American governmental system, I have a piece of land in Florida that you will love and that's going to increase in value 1,000% if you just buy.
Okay, one question before we exit out. Do you think he will be accountable for his actions?
No.
If you do, what do you think the repercussions will be?
Do we think he will be held accountable? Or do we
held
think
accountable.
Oh, okay.
Held accountable.
So, Sean, what you're talking about is the 25th Amendment, and you're asking if they can invoke that and remove Trump. For anybody who doesn't know, the 25th Amendment basically allows the vice president, with a majority of the cabinet support, be able to remove the president.
And the vice president would then act
for incapacity, and then remove the president, and then the vice president would take over. But the president can contest this, and if he contests it, then it's required a 2/3 support in the House and the Senate in order to remove him. And with 2 weeks left,
right,
and having the far right standing across the street, and senators who still come from Alabama and all these Southern states, I don't see this happening. This is a pipe dream.
Well, my final word on this is to have a little glimmer of hope. And the more I think about it, is I look at Georgia as something to maybe think of the change. Like, Georgia has typically been a red state, but it's been getting more and more purple. But now, like, watching
blue.
States, well, they call it purple when it's
purple,
split.
The hybrid.
But now you have.
Okay, I mean, it's a 51-49 state. So every right. election, it's going to be it's you know.
Right, I get you.
But when I look at Georgia and Stacey Abrams mobilizing people and new voters and young voters, and I do see a lot of positives in our political discourse in some regards. It's just these extremists that, like, this side of the underbelly of our politics is really just alarming. So seeing what happened today, maybe that's a smaller percentage than it feels. It's a loud percentage, but I'm hoping that maybe most of the country looks at this and thinks this is too far. And I'm hoping that maybe, like I said, looking at Georgia and what they did, watching Stacey Abrams mobilize people and people get the vote out, and some of the wins that have happened will overwhelm what feels crappy about what happened today. But yeah, it is pretty disappointing though.
Yeah, one thing I always admired about Americans, and Arlington and I talked about this a lot, you know, you could be black, yellow, Christian, Muslim, Jew. But when you come around to messing with American democracy, Americans would gather together and fight for it collectively. So I'm hoping that today is a reflection of them understanding that, okay, our political differences have gone too far. And now that we're messing with democracy in the country that we all truly love, it's time to really do the right thing.
We shall see. Hopefully people will be able to see past the foolishness and do what you're suggesting, Sean.
Good luck. Good luck.
All right. That. On that note, everyone, stay safe, and yeah. America, get it together. Let's be vigilant and come to our senses and be grown up. Politics happens. Elections are won and lost. Let's not burn down the building because of an election. Let's get it together, people.
Yeah. And listen to our upcoming podcast of America is Still Great. Listen to our upcoming podcast. America, we got some surprises in there for you.
What'd you say, Forbes?
It's nice to be on the airwaves with you two goons.
We love you, man. We love you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy. We love you.
Appreciate having you. You're fam Pleasure. For life.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.